Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Saturday wrapped up the cross-country season as the IHSAA state meet took place at the Laverne Gibson course in Terre Haute. And the local contingent from Monroe County had plenty to be proud of. Freshman Anna Alyssa Crane was the area's top finisher as she led the red and black of Micah Mobley to a 20th place team finish. But Crane finished sixth. She's just a freshman. That shouldn't be a huge surprise. She's won plenty of races this year. And in her first time at the big time, she managed a top 10. A great story developing in Edgewood girls cross country. Sarah Foster was 50th. She's also a freshman. So Micah Mobley has plenty in the cabinet moving forward. Also from Edgewood, Austin Haskett registered his second top 25 as he placed eighth after finishing 18th last season. Haskett was going to be in the conversation, as we heard last week. His time was 19 seconds behind Gabe Fendel, the boys' individual champion from Hamilton Southeastern. Larry Williams, South Panthers, their goal was to hit the podium on Saturday, and they missed it by just 3 points. But what a great effort as they ran without their number two runner, Will Zinkin. Ian Shaw led all the purple and white, finishing 11th. Jacob Wisniewski was 42nd, and the pack of Jack Gillard, Matthew Kawanishi, and Josh Miller wrapped up South scoring, falling just 3 points short of Cathedral in fifth. Charlie Worthen's Cougars, they finished 23rd and were led by Isaiah Hollers, who came in 52nd. The North Cougars of Justin Helmer had the best finish on the girls' side. They finished eighth as a team. They were led by Maya Haggerty, who came in 20th. Semi-state champion last week at Brown County, Grace Williams, she finished 30th. Rounding out the North scoring was Abby Armstrong, Alexa Gephardt, and Bella Farmer. The South girls, led by Tadora Galuska, finished in 17th place. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Hoosiers of Archie Miller have taken the court for the first time. And what did we see on Saturday night? Well, you saw plenty of things that you're probably going to like moving forward. The number one statistic that jumped off the page was turnovers. The Hoosiers only had 10 on Saturday night, and five of those came from true freshmen. Sure, the NAIA opponent of Marion University would suggest that should be the case, but there were plenty of times over the last few seasons that Indiana had plenty of turnovers regardless of the opponent. No Al Durham, no Colin Hartman, as they were held out for precautionary reasons, but Devontae Green, nothing held him back. He scored 22. That led everybody. He also led the team in rebounds with 6 and posted 7 assists. The Long Island native, as a sophomore, growing more and more comfortable into his role in Archie Miller's new system. Deron Davis lost a bunch of weight this summer, increased his vertical leap. How did he do? Well, in 19 minutes, he grabbed 4 rebounds and scored 10 points. The Hoosiers shot at 54%. That's the good news, and that was with Robert Johnson struggling. The senior guard was just 3 of 13. He was picked up by Curtis Jones and Josh Newkirk. They each scored 13, and listen to this. Neither one of them had a turnover in 49 minutes of combined action. What do they need to work on? Sure, some defensive concepts. Finding some easier shots? Absolutely. Those are all things that will make IU a better team down the road. What also will make IU a better team down the road is not turning it over and not allowing teams to get easy baskets because of defensive lapses. Fix both of those problems, and Archie Miller will have this gang moving in the right direction. Next up for the Hoosiers, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, as they welcome the University of Indianapolis to the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. We'll talk more about this evening. We'll take your calls on IU basketball. Dave and Glass with you in the zone starting at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.